Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we lift you up and we glorify you. We enter your gates with thanksgiving and we enter your courts with praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we reverence you on today. We reverence you on today. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great God. Hallelujah. And you are greater to be praised. There is none like you, God. Now then and even to come. You are He. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And we exalt you on today. We dare not into your presence and don't glorify your name. Because you're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. There is nobody else that deserves it more than you, God. And before we go any further, we're going to lift our hands up and give you the salutations. Before we get to beg for anything, we're going to bow down before you. Before we get to asking for anything, we're going to give you all the salutations. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. There is none other like you, God. There's none other that can compare. There's none other that in any Okoshana that is equal. There is none other, God, that can stand before you. You are He was, who is, and who is to come. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the epitome of our creation. You are the essence of it all, God. It is you, Lord. And we want to acknowledge you as being a soul source. Yay, God! Yay, God! Yay, God! Yay, God! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And we tell you that we love you, God. We are not going to be modest. We are not going to worry about what nobody else is doing. We are not going to be consumed, distracted. But we're going to concentrate on you. And we're going to give you our best praise on today. We dare not allow any rocks to cry out for us. But we're going to glorify you. We dare not allow any rocks to cry out for you. But we're going to open up our lips. Because that's why you created us. To worship you with the fruit of our lips. We're going to move our tongue. And we're going to give you that sound. Glory! Hallelujah! 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 Oh God, we bless you. We bless you with every muscle and every fiber in our being. We bless you with everything inside of us, Lord. And we tell you that we love you. We tell you that we appreciate you. We tell you that we adore you on today, God. Because you are worthy and we will glorify you. We're going to glorify you in the bad as well as the good. We're going to glorify you when we're happy and even when we're sad. We're just going to glorify you, God. Even in spite of it. We are going to glorify you, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Nobody else is more worthier than you, God. We dare not exalt anything higher than you, God. Any crown we ever won, we lay at your feet. Any title we ever obtained, we lay at your feet. Any position we ever accomplished, we lay at your feet. Any and everything that even happened or occurred in our lives, Lord, we lay it at your feet. Every problem and every concern, Lord. Every doubt and every fear. Every tear and every okoshana. We laying all this stuff at your feet because we know that you can handle it. We know that you can fix it. We know that you can change it. We know that you can rearrange it. So we're giving it all to you right now, God. And we're going to trust you, Lord. We're going to trust you with our whole heart. We're going to trust you in our thoughts. We're going to trust you regardless of what we see. We're going to trust you regardless of what we hear. Because we, Lord, believe and hope in you. You are the Okoshana. You are our provider. Creditor, you are a waymaker. You are any and everything that we need you to be. We dare not be consumed with the cares of this world and this life, God, that we forget for what's coming. Our help coming from you, Lord, who made heaven and earth. We're going to give it to you on today, God. Everything that's inside of our hearts that we think about in our past that causes us to be wrapped up and consumed, we're going to lay that down at your feet. Every sickness and aching pain in our body, we lay that down at your feet. Every problem that's going on the job, we lay that at your feet. That situation that's going on with our husbands and our wives, we lay it at your feet. That thing that concerns us about our grown children, we lay that at your feet. The worry that we have concerning our adolescent and teenage children, we lay all this stuff down at your feet, Father God. Our financial burdens, we lay at your feet, because you say, come on, ye that labor and are heavy. Come on, ye that labor and are heavy laden. And you will give us rest, God, because you are our burden bearer. We giving you all this stuff right now because we don't have no solutions to it. So we're coming to you for the solutions. We're coming to you, Lord, because we know that you are our burden bearer. We know that you are the way maker. We know that you can fix it unfixable. We know that you can change the unchangeable. We know, God, that you can speak a word in and it is so. We believe what you say, God. We stand on your word, Lord, because we know that you are not a God that shall lie, and neither can you die. Oh, so we're going to empty ourselves out right now. We're going to empty out all this stuff. All this stuff we've been carrying for years. All this stuff, God, that we see, God, that has betwixt us, Lord. We're laying it all in your cold. We're emptying ourselves out right now. We're shaking off all the old, God, that we may be able to enter into the new. We're giving you them old thoughts. We're giving you that old attitude. We're giving you that old perspective. We're giving it all to you right now, God. All the old, God, has to be erased from our lives. We enter into agreement with God that we are new creatures, new in our minds, new in our hearts, new in our thoughts. Therefore, we don't have to fear, because you are with us, even when we're in the valley, even when we're in that dark place. You are there. Yes, Lord. Oh, Baba, shade of local feet. Oh, God, and we stand on your word. He called my mind and local sin. We stand on any and everything that you say, God, because we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are a God of guarantees. Higher the local shana. You are a God of assurance. We have confidence in you, Lord, that no matter what we see or what we hear, it ain't gonna yoko shana like I see. Because we're gonna yoko shana. We choose to believe in you, God. We're going to be content in our current state, our current situation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we're not going to allow the Yoko Sande Mamande Loko Si to allow ourselves, Father God, to go in that place where we used to be. You trying to pull us out. The Lord said, I'm trying to pull you out of that place where you're so comfortable. I'm trying to pull you out of that place where you are so comfortable. I'm trying to pull you out of that place. Oh, because I desire you to go a little bit higher. And the only way that you're going to get a little bit higher is if you are tried by the fire. Oh, Baba, share loco sana. Oh, God, he called my man the loco sana. Continue to elevate your people on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my man the loco, see that we can have some stability in the loco sana, that we will be grounded in anchor, Lord, that we won't be moved out of position. Ha! Oh, Lord, we won't be in position. Not sometimes, but all the times. Not when we feel like we want to. But we want to be in position and we want to stay in position. Give your people the strength, Father God, to lift up a standard for you, God. Rain, God. Rain down anew and afresh. Rain down anew and afresh. Encamp your angels in here, God. East, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. Let no spirit dwell in here but the spirit of the true and living God. And if by chance we are in between the in-betwixt, Father God, I'm asking you to give us a heart to consider and then reconsider and then consider again. oh God, because we want to be pleasing in your sight. We want you to say, good and well done, my faithful servant. We don't want you to spew us out your mouth. We don't want to be sometime that. We don't want to be blindfolded, God. We don't want to be lost. Help us on today and give us a heart of acceptance. Give us a heart of acceptance on today, Lord, that we may be able to accept what you have to offer, and that is life in an abundance. That is assured by your blood. Give us a heart to accept your truth, that we may be able to stand even in the midst of the fire. We won't be burned. It won't leave a stench on us, Lord. Because we know that you are walking with us when we're in that fire. Give us the clarity that we need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that thing that we do not understand, that we will not lead to our own understanding, God. Oh, Baba, share the local sanaha. Give us completeness in that empty place, God. Fulfill your people on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and catapult them that they may walk in their divine destinies as they embrace their divine destinies. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it on today, God. Raise your people up in you, Father God, that we may be on one accord and on one mind to build your kingdom, because it's all about you. It's not about me, him, her, they, we of us. Sever that spirit of embarrassment and shame and guilt and fear and doubt. Uprooted on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people would be planted in you. Oh, Baba, share the Lord, you say anything that you did not plant will be plucked up. Pluck it up on today, God. Pluck it up on today, Lord. Enter into the hearts of your people on today and search the reins, Lord. Hiya, Baba, share the Let your people look in the mirror. Let your people look in the mirror, Father God, and accept what you are trying to tell them about themselves, that they will not be lost. Some of that spirit of pride and haughtiness and emptiness on today. Remove that argument of spirit, God. Remove that spirit that causes your people to go into a place of degradation or even segregation, believing that because you said in your word, Lord, that we ought to not forsake the assembling of one another. Oh God, give us the courage that we need to face these things. Give us the courage to face these things. Give us the courage to face these things, even within. Oh God, I'm asking you to help us on today, God, that we may thrive in you and prosper in you, God, spiritually, Lord. I ask you to answer these prayers, Lord. And all others, God, in your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I suck it up.